over 85%, perhaps as much as 90% of the guys, and the women too, less so, but still a high double-digit percentage, have drug and alcohol problems. Usually when somebody commits a crime, there's drugs or alcohol mental impairment involved that lowers their inhibitions or their impulses. And so being drunk or stoned doesn't excuse you from whatever crime you commit, but you've got to get them past that if you're ever going to get them rehabbed, back to work, supporting their families, and paying taxes.